Welcome, fight fans, to What's On Fight, the podcast that watches random shows on the Fight app and analyzes it and reports it all back to you. I am one of the hosts, Finn Fish, and my co-host is none other than Mr. Fourth Row. How's it going, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic.
Well, I think you maybe could be doing fantastic.
Yeah. I usually do use that one a lot, but people probably get sick of my Finn and Fish puns, so.
No. I say keep them.
Right on. And what show are we going to review this week?
Well, today we are going to review Best of the West. This is a great tongue twister here. It's Best of the West Ignition Episode 1.
It's funny because it's not episode. Yeah, season 1, episode 1.
It's just episode 1. But before we get into that, how was your week?
I had a great week. Just got done going to a wrestling event in Las Vegas, Lucha Libre Las Vegas. Very good event. Me and my son had his first ever wrestling event he had gone to. He liked it a lot. Only thing that sucks, he's all the way home, he's cheering for this guy named Funny Bone, who's a great competitor, you know, Las Vegas guy. It's just, don't want him cheering for that guy. The original Demon King, he calls himself. And, you know, in WWE, Finn Balor is the Demon King, so he doesn't want to drop the moniker, but I don't know. I just don't like him cheering for, he cheers for whoever he wants, but that particular guy, there's something in that guy's past that, if I told him, he probably wouldn't like.
But, no.
Yeah,
Has he been around for a while? Because that name sounds familiar to me.
He's been around a long time. Some of my family members had gone to high school with him, so I know he's from Las Vegas. But they tell me some stuff about him, and I heard some other stuff from other people about him. So I was like, "Guy's cool to me, but you know, maybe you should just stick with the Funny Bone name and not anything else he's doing."
Right. Seems like maybe a little too much, huh?
Yeah. But it was a good event. It's outdoors, downtown Las Vegas, where they were running a marathon, which is pretty cool. And then one part of the event, I thought it was hilarious because it's outdoors, but it's gated in. There's a little gated in area. People were watching outside the gates, and they sent a guy out there with a sign of the ticket prices, and it was just putting the sign in front of their faces through the gate. I thought that was hilarious because, you know, I was thinking that when I looked over at him, like, dude, I paid to get in here just to watch this. You know, I paid for a seat. It's not that much, $15. My son was $5, $20. We got in. Everything else was reasonably cheap. So, man, if you want to watch that bad, just buy your ticket and come sit down with us.
So they were trying to, like, maybe get the marathoners to give up on their athletic prowess and watch the wrestling show instead?
No, there's marathoners. The marathoners were running on a street behind us and a street in front of us, but there's a side street they weren't running on. That's where people were standing and watching us or watching the wrestling from there. So they're like, hey, come on, people. You want to watch it? Come inside and, you know, buy your – they didn't say that. He's a guy in a goofy mask. They put him out there to, you know, draw those people in instead of sitting outside. Pretty good event. No really big names anyone would know about. My favorite wrestler, independent, really deep independent wrestler, is Rory Mysterio. He's the Scottish Rey Mysterio.
I think you and I talked to offline about him before.
Yes, I think he's funny because he's a heel that does all Rey Mysterio's style, as much as he can, of Rey Mysterio's moveset. And he has a kilt, and his kilt matches his mask, which is a Rey Mysterio mask with the kilt design on it. So Rory Mysterio, when my son heard, like, wait, Mysterio? I was like, no, not Rey Mysterio. Rory Mysterio. Ooh, like,
Rory. sorry, I can't roll my R's, but a Scottish R, but yeah.
Yeah. No, not Ray, Rory. So that was pretty fun. But other than that, good event. Nice out in Las Vegas to have an event this time of year. And I heard you had gone to an event over the weekend as well.
Yes, I did. Last night, the Rocky Mountain Pro had their November taping for the Realm Network that they are on now. In fact, they've put their first episode there on the Realm Network, the intro episode. Did you happen to catch it?
Yeah, I caught it. I caught it on Realm, and then what had happened is you can't enlarge the picture on Realm. So I went to their YouTube channel so I can enlarge the pictures for a larger screen. So.
Right. Yeah. That's how I watched it too. It's because their first two episodes are free. So I don't think it's going to be an issue because they can go ahead and put those out on YouTube as well. Just kind of mirroring them for the time being. But once they actually, it becomes the subscription, it probably will be, maybe a little difficult. Maybe have to see if you can mirror it to a television or something like that. I haven't got too deep into that, but I went to their taping last night. They have quite a few episodes in the can because of their issue with their previous TV channel that they were going to be on, so they're going to try to get these out as much as possible. But last night was a pretty solid event. They had a women's cage match to start off the show. It was pretty cool. It was great seeing the women in a steel cage match, kind of following suit of the Hell in the Cell probably that the WWE just did. But everybody did real well. Somebody that you may know, Rolls Royce Isaacs was there. I got to meet him, got his autograph, and everybody else pretty much was there. Got autographs from their current champion, Sugar-Free Mario Vanger, and Six Guns Jr. was there. In fact, he had a on another podcast on the Trending Topics Network, he was on an interview on the Spanish Announce Table. So I want to give a shout out to Captain Austin and T-Mac that I talked to them about the interview that they had on the Spanish Announce Table. And he remembered it that he did that because it just was recently. And so he goes, yeah, it was really fun. So wanted to let those guys know if they listened to this, that Sammy Six Guns had a fun time doing that interview. And he did not know me by my real name, but when I told him my Twitter handle, he goes, yeah, you're Mr. Fourth Row. I goes, I know you. He says, it's good to meet you. So I'm starting to get famous locally here with the wrestlers in the Rocky Mountain Pro.
That's good. One thing, when I was watching the episode of Rocky Mountain Pro, I did not know this. I mean, I'm glad they announced it, that titles change hands on countouts and disqualifications.
Yeah, they're different. Yeah, that's one of the rules that's a little bit different in the Rocky Mountain Pro, as well as you can only have two rope breaks. So once you go for a third one, the hold will not break. So if you got somebody in submission and your opponent is in the ropes, the referee's not going to break the hold. He's just going to let it go. It's not going to end the match, but he's just not going to let it go. So that's another rule thing that they thought that they wanted to be just a little bit unique from everybody else.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that count out and disqualification stipulation may or may not happen in the future episode of the Rocky Mountain Pro. So I'll just keep it at that.
I understand the count out thing. The disqualification, I'm not feeling that one because then people will just, just come down and hit me. And, but this count out one, if it's an intentional disqualification, or it should be at the ref's discretion, it should maybe play it like that. But I'm glad they explained it because on one of those, the episode I watched, it had happened where the guys got disqualified. Royce Isaacs and his tag team partner got disqualified and the titles had changed hands.
Yeah. Was that, I'm trying to remember it's been a while since I watched the intro episode, because that's, you know, episodes that they've had past when they were still, they were NRW before they changed to, the Rocky Mountain Pro, because that name is more geared to the Rocky Mountain region, and that's what they wanted to kind of go with. So I think that was with, I'm trying to remember, was that with, Cody Devine?
I'm not sure who the other guys won the title. It was very short. They're just showing that the titles did change hands, and then Royce Isaacs and the other guy were breaking up their tag team.
Yeah, I think that was Cody Devine. That was his tag team partner, I believe. He wrestles in quite a few. Cody Devine wrestles in quite a few different promotions here in the Denver, Colorado area, and Colorado area. So, but yeah, I think that's what it was. But I just pretty much got on watching them, you know, somewhat recently, within the last 3 months or so. So I don't know the past all too well, but I'm trying to catch up pretty quickly. And that's the reason why they did the intro episode. So,
yeah.
And then Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern time is when the new episodes are available on the Realm Network. So,
okay. So now it's time for us to get into our episode of Best of the West Ignition. Oh, man.
Ignition, yeah.
Oh, no. You're not feeling
that name?
I'm not feeling that at all. I kept saying Best of the West. I kept typing it in that way when I was trying to look for these guys on any social media. And I couldn't find their website. I typed it in correctly, even though it didn't say nothing, as if Wikipedia, nothing on these guys. Like, they were just ghosts. So,
There's no, I could not find anything on Wikipedia for them, but they do have a website. It's, I think they need to redo their try to get a different name. Your name needs to be descriptive, but their website is, if you look at it, it's wrestlingsbo.com, wrestlingsbestofthewest.com. I don't know if that,
were you able to
understand what they're trying to do, but it should be something different. It should be bestofthewestwrestling.com, in my opinion. They need to change that.
Yeah, horrible name.
That's their website. Yeah.
Horrible name right off the bat. So, you know, this one's not going to be. Ignition is great. The name of the show is great.
And that's funny because the Rocky Mountain Pro's other TV episode, their other TV program that they're taping, that's going to be a parallel with their Charge, because Charge is the one taping that I've been going to, is also called Ignition. So it's going to be kind of confusing for me once you actually start getting RMP starts getting Ignition off the ground into a TV network. They're working on that. But they just pretty much started taping that program, but it's not quite there yet. But that's going to be kind of interesting. So it's like these two minds, these two promotion minds are thinking alike here.
Okay. And I had a real busy week, so I'm forgetting half of the crap that had happened on this show. It started off really bad. It didn't start off very. The opening scene was great. The flashing
graphics, yes.
Yes, those were great.
Great.
Great. I knew it was a wrestling show. I was like excited to watch this wrestling show, and then it went down from there.
Yeah. The graphics were great. The very, very first part of the graphics, like, had a 3D feel to it. And then I don't know what the transition is, but it kind of like had, to explain it, it was kind of like these little picket fence type post, slots were going in, and you could see the action behind those quote unquote, picket, you know, slots that were kind of going in. And I thought, so I, like I said, I thought that was really great too. That it looked really awesome. That was very well done, I thought.
Okay. Let's keep, nothing wrong with the audio and video. In my opinion, it was good for what they had, but I couldn't put my hand on it, but something was missing there though. You notice anything?
Well, one thing I noticed when it came to the audio was that I think they had two microphone feeds or something to that effect, because when they cut camera angles, it would echo. And I don't know if it was that or if it just maybe when they were cutting the cameras from either from the locked shot to the that was on the ring to the entranceway, that they just weren't synced up time-wise, and maybe that's what it was, but it was really weird. And sometimes the audio was a little soft, I think, sometimes when they were cutting that too. It wasn't balanced. It wasn't the same level, it didn't seem like, but it didn't detract for me all too much, but it just was just a little weird on that aspect, I thought.
And jeez, yeah. Okay. The lighting was pretty good lighting on this event, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. They held this at the Fresno City College in California, the Central Valley, I believe. So that was kind of interesting. I first of all thought it might have been a high school gym. So I was looking for our proverbial basketball hoop, couldn't find it. But then when they said it was the City College, I was like, okay, well, this must be some kind of activity room or something. And it was really done well. I thought there wasn't anything distracting. Once you stop looking at all the nation flags on the ceiling that were hanging on the ceiling, but that was okay.
Do you know what that was about? I mean, I was like, okay, this is Best of the West. You're showing this, all the flags maybe what, like 50 or so flags just hanging from the roof. It was pretty nice to look at, and like, oh, trying to guess what country and wonder where they're from. But there wasn't really a bother to me, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. And like I said, I think it's just maybe because this was, like I said, it was at the college and it was some kind of activity room, and that's just the way they dress it up.
Okay. What about the TV, how about the graphics on the TV?
The graphics were good when they were focused in on a person. They, for example, when they were doing like in-ring promos with they had this guy. His name was Broseph Joe Brody. He was kind of definitely like a East Coast kind of, guy, I thought, even though he had an Oakland Raiders shirt on that was kind of taped up a little bit, that actually said Brooklyn. So he was from Brooklyn because he's Broseph Joe Brody. So, but the graphic that they had with him when he was doing the opening promo, just talking about whatever, I thought that was really good. When they had the graphics during the matches, they were a little too large, when they should have just done a scroller, because they were just talking about, the graphics were just talking about their upcoming events. And instead of having a huge graphic when a scroller can do, I just thought that was kind of, something they should have changed.
Did the Best of the West sign in the corner, did it come off blurry on your screen? That green tint? No.
Maybe it's that was on the wall, for example.
No, I think it was at the bottom.
Oh, okay. They call that, I think in the business they call that a bug. Yeah. All the networks have like a little bug. I thought it was. I don't remember seeing one way or another if it was yeah, you know, it could have been a little blurry, and you know, that could have just been because their graphic is too detailed to be that small. That's the only thing I can think of a reason why that could have been. But yeah, I was thinking about the graphics they had on the back wall. They had the their poster for their logo, and then they had the poster because they taped for another promotion that does the their TV taping for the My Network TV station, and it's their local My TV CV Central Valley, and they had, you know, and then they, I guess they have some kind of they must show San Francisco Giants games on that particular channel because there was a San Francisco Giants logo on that banner there on the back for the My Network TV CV. So that's, I thought that was kind of interesting.
you know, this is, looking at our criteria list of things we run through, this is probably why I didn't like this show. The look of the ring.
Oh, that was pretty interesting. What do you think of that?
I mean, like I was saying, it was every little thing. Now, one big thing. It was the faded neon green or carpet green. Yeah. I don't know. It was.
Well, yeah, and what was the mat made out of? It wasn't canvas. What do you think it was made out of? Do you think it was canvas?
It was kind of.
They kind of sunk into it when they were stepping on it.
Yeah. So. So the ring wasn't too good. Man, it was bad color and yeah, like a more of a mat, like a judo mat maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it was because it wasn't shiny. Didn't look like it was necessarily smooth. I don't know. You know, I doubt it was carpet because that would freaking hurt probably wrestle on.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is, but you know, they're trying to go with their colors. They're trying to colorize their ring with their logos, which is their colors are black and green.
Yeah, not very good.
I mean, they get an effort, but it was kind of weird. I don't know what that was.
Okay. Since we're gonna get through some of these when we call the matches, the length of the show, good length. No, not too many. There was a lot of commercials.
There was a lot of commercials, and it was the same commercials over and over again.
And
which was crazy.
And so I don't feel bad when there's a lot of commercials because that's what it is. But they put them all at the wrong spots, which we should be talking about pretty soon. You notice?
Yeah.
You notice anyone that you knew? Any?
In this particular episode that actually wrestled, I don't think I did. Some of their little commercials that were for upcoming events, I recognized Joey Ryan. And I don't know if it was he was actually in there or if it was something I looked up later, but it looked like possibly Marty the Moth wrestles for this promotion every once in a while too.
Marty the Moth, which would be on the next episode of Lucha Chat, the podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground. So,
cheap plug.
we discussed how bad the camera angles were, and how about the crowd? The crowd size.
Crowd size for a independent show, I thought looked pretty good, especially where it was being held. They were not into it though. I saw a lot of people with crossed arms, and it looked like it may have been a lot of people that were in the first row were an older crowd, so maybe they were just there for whatever. But it's like if you're going to be in the front row, you need to cheer the faces and boo the hills. I mean, that's just me. What do you think about the crowd?
Are there decent? Nothing. They didn't come off the screen in any way. Just was there. Like, no, they didn't care. And let's get into some of the matches that they had on this particular show. Number, who wrestled in the first match? What's his name?
First match was Anthony Butabi. Absolutely. And he hails from your girl's bedroom. and he's also properly hydrated. I thought that was hilarious. It was great.
And this is where we now take the first commercial break. Right when they introduced the guy, and it was a very long commercial for us. They kept on plugging. I guess they have some YouTube thing going on. They plugged the hell out of this thing, and it had poor audio. I really didn't. I seen some wrestlers on their whatever thing they were trying to do. I guess, but if I saw this and they didn't, I didn't know what it was until I saw wrestlers. Until then, I was like, they're the ring crew. What are they called themselves?
The ring crew.
So I don't know if they're a band or what.
Their YouTube channel. It looks like they discuss wrestling and stuff like that. It looks like they had Brian Cage there as a guest in one of their episodes. So I did recognize him because he's of course been in Lucha Underground. That's probably where he's probably most famous for right now, because that's of course on TV. That's where I know him from. The Ring Crew YouTube show that they promoted the heck out of it. It was getting annoying towards the end with them because every commercial break it seemed like they promoted
him. And then they announced the second his partner after all this. They announced his opponent, Brandon Pinyon.
Pinyon. You know, yeah. Everybody's got one opinion. What they said about this guy.
How did this match come across to you?
What's his name? Butabi. He was kind of a jokester, kind of having a lot of fun. He was pounding around with the ref before the commercial break, and kind of with the crowd and everything like that. He was a lot of fun. I thought he was a lot of fun. Just maybe on the other side of going a little too much, in my opinion. But the match I thought was pretty decent. One point I thought was very funny. I actually laughed my ass off on this one when he had Pinyon in the turnbuckle in the Tree of Woe. He wanted to make sure that he was Butabi wanted to make sure that he was well hydrated, so he grabbed a water bottle and gave him some liquid refreshment. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And these two guys came across like they actually look like wrestlers, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, they did. They did really well, I thought.
Yeah, that dude was pretty funny. But Pena gets the win with a roll up with a handful of tights. I guess he was hydrated enough to win the match.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe word to Butabi next time, let your opponent weaken a little bit so you can get that victory.
Yeah. Why do you care if he's hydrated? Just kick his
Exactly.
And then,
it was a pretty good match. And like you said, they did look like wrestlers. They had a lot of great moves, a lot of great chain wrestling, a lot of good spots.
Unfortunately, we got to go into the second match of the night. Holy crap.
The second match, second match, Nathan Graves and the Super Beast with their manager, Jimmy Ray, They're also known as the Lords of the Underworld versus Mustafa Sayed and Poojak.
Poojak.
We're bringing weapons to the ring.
Okay, he is dressed like Winnie the Pooh with New Jack's gimmick. He's dressed like Winnie the Pooh and New Jack with New Jack. Oh, and they did that. Did they even announce this is a hardcore match? This is what this was, basically a New Jack match. No.
Right.
Oh, this was not good. I don't understand. I understand the gimmick, Poojak. It's funny. It's cool.
Yeah.
But.
But I got confused because Poojak, like you said, was dressed up like Winnie the Pooh, and Mustafa Sayed was dressed up like the ECW New Jack. And so I was like, "What? No, he's Poojak, and you are what?" So I got really confused, and then also I wasn't sure. I thought the Lords of the Underworld were supposed to be the heels in this match, but after they came out of the entranceway, oh, we've got to talk about the entranceway too. That they were giving fist bumps to the crowd, but I'm like, you guys are heels. What the right? You're not supposed to be doing that if you guys are heels. I was like, wait, what?
And I know we've been behind the scenes. We've been discussing the we're gonna have maybe an award show coming up. And the only reason I'm bringing this up,
the end of the year.
Yeah, this Super Beast is on my list for the worst named wrestler. Come on, you gotta be a lot more creative. I don't know if it's Big Duke or Super Beast. Big Duke is okay. I can understand. I just give him slack because I'm from Las Vegas and we don't like Duke. But Super Beast is very uncreative.
Yeah. Well, and he the name did not fit his attire because he looked more like a lucha because of the mask, and he had the mask, I believe, also the skull or whatever imprinted on his tights on the backside. So yeah, his name didn't match his
Super Skull. Fire. It could have been something. Because he's wearing skulls. Super Beast.
Yeah.
Too generic. Too generic of a name for me.
Speaking of names, we got it. Speaking of names, the name of the referee in this match, Nuck Nuck Johnson, and he looked like Buckwheat from The Little Rascals, and the commentators were, it was funny, the commentators were giving the referee a hard time in this match because he was basically standing out of the way the entire match and didn't really want to get involved in this match because it just was out of control.
Well, the ring was full of weapons. A lot of chaos. Well, so we go on to the finish of this match where we get Super Beast and the other man getting the win.
Graves.
Oh, Graves.
Nathan Graves.
That's not a bad name. See, if Super Beast was named Nathan Graves because he's a skull, okay, but whatever.
Yeah, well, Nathan Graves, he had definitely a better attire for his name because he had kind of a shredded shorts that he was wearing, and then he had a mask, and he kind of had like the warrior kind of. Or basically kind of warrior kind of attire, you know, kind of medieval mystic warrior, you know. So his name definitely fit him a little better for his attire. So I thought, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to roll into the main event of the night. And Okay, I have my notes. So, who was the main event?
The main event here was for the Best of the West West Coast Championship. What are they calling the championship? Best of the West Squared Championship? What? It's like, you guys, if you guys are named Best of the West, Wrestling's Best of the West, and you, then you name your championship the West Coast Championship, why isn't it just Best of Wrestling's Best of the West Championship? I mean, there's this thing called KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. I mean, I have a big problem with that name for their championship, because it also maybe foreshadows that maybe they've got some other championships. So maybe they have an East Coast championship, but they're called
the best.
Wrestling Best of the West. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking forward to when we come back around and watch another episode of this, of what they have. They have an East Coast championship. They have a Down by the River championship. I don't know what's going to go on. What do you think of that name as well? For the championship?
I think they do have more titles. They have to have more titles. This is more their, I don't know if there's a lightweight title, but these two competitors were lightweight guys. You know, so maybe their secondary title. I guess if you're the best of the West, what's used to being the best in the world? So there's
right. Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, so the opponents for this match was Diablo Azteca and the Real Deal Will Roberts. Now, I'm gonna have to just stop right here and say, okay, the Real Deal Will Roberts was dressed up in San Francisco Giants colors, and that was probably because of, you know, they're in that area. And so the announcers were kind of playing off that and go, okay, it's, cause this was, done this year. I think it was done possibly sometime in, September or October when this was recorded. So it was, you know, the big thing with the San Francisco Giants, just a little backstory, was that every even year, for a while, they seemed to win the World Series. But as we know, Mr. Fourth Row is a Chicago Cubs fan, and that didn't happen. Sorry, San Francisco. The Cubs eliminated you and then took the whole damn thing. So no more believe in. Instead, it's fly the W. So I'm calling out the promotion for getting so San Francisco Giant heavy on that, but that's just a personal beef I have. What did you, and other than that, the wrestlers I thought were they looked really good. Their gimmicks were good. What did you think?
Yeah, pretty good competitors in there. You know, I'm more of a smaller guy wrestling fan, so pretty good Lucha Libre style of wrestling.
Definitely.
So,
and they did have a hard cut though in there when this I think right before they actually started wrestling, they did the commercial with all their, or it could have been maybe shortly after they started. I may be wrong. They did another hard commercial with their commercials basically existed of, here's their upcoming events. Here's their training center that in thing that they've done. They had Mr. Broski, Joseph Joe Brody. God, that is such a hard name to say. He was in there doing a little promo, and then once again we have the ring crew doing their YouTube promotion for their YouTube channel. But anyways, these hard cuts are just difficult sometimes to stand when you're trying to watch the match, I think.
Yeah. And who came out the champion in this one?
This was a very good match, I thought. The wrestlers did really well. The winner was Diablo Azteca with a very interesting finishing move. He was in a lock. The Will Roberts had him in I think some kind of DDT, but instead Diablo Azteca jumped up on him and actually reversed what they kind of called, it was very unique looking, but the announcers are calling, the commentators, was they reversed a vertical reverse DDT. And it was very unique looking. It looked flawless. I thought it was really good. And it was just like something I've never seen before. So I thought that was a really great way to do the championship. And this was their first ever champion in this this promotion for the Best of the West Squared Coast champion. What, I don't know, what's their championship name called again? Best of the West West Coast Championship. Sorry, I'm gonna keep calling it West Squared. When you put two things together, you usually square them, but that's just the math nerd in me. So but other than that, the match I thought was really good.
So we have now, how'd you feel, you know, the show whole, what are you gonna rank this show?
You know, I thought that, for everything, I, you know, the wrestling was really good. They had a few things. I forgot to mention the, few things they need to work on. You know, we didn't specifically say, but their, entrance where the wrestlers came out of was just basically a simple, black curtain held up with piping with, DJ lights on the side of it. It was very small. It looked pretty cheesy. I thought they should at least have had some kind of, bigger, you know, I know, understand that they have to be portable, but they should at least do some kind of bigger entranceway than just a simple, black curtain with the, flashing DJ lights on the side. I thought that was, pretty cheesy. So, you know, subtract all those kind of little missteps here for their promotion, with this being their episode number one. I was entertained by the wrestling, so I'm going to give them probably a good solid 7. I'm not going to be too hard on them. If they can work on those other little things, that would be great. So maybe when we circle around, we'll see if they chain worked on those. What about yourself?
I gotta give them a very low. Oh man, this is low. The ring, that's not gonna fly. That ring is not gonna fly. I hope they change it in the upcoming episodes, but that ring is horrible. One little thing that was great was a little girl. She kept dancing in the aisleway when the wrestlers were making it.
They said that she. Yeah, they said, the commentators said they think she was lost. That was funny.
She was fun. She was entertaining, but that's the crowd.
Yeah.
I know we have to watch it again, but I watch so much stuff on Fight. If I seen this popped up again, I probably wouldn't watch it. So I'm going to give these guys a 4.
Okay.
Yeah. My lowest rating so far, but.
Yeah.
And okay, so we got some is it side note stuff we wanted to discuss, but I just forgot what it was. Oh no. It'll probably come back to me here in a second. But we know what we're going to review next on the Fight. What's on Fight? None other.
Yeah, but what are we gonna do? And we decided to, as you guys can maybe notice, we're going to try to change up the flow of the show here a little bit, and also make sure that we do pick a episode, something that we're going to watch, so that if you guys want to watch before we record, you guys can give us your feedback on the episode that we're going to watch, and then you can get those into us either via Twitter or Gmail. That would be great. So what are we going to watch for our next episode?
We're going to watch TCW, Traditional Championship Wrestling, episode, was it, 52 of season one. That's going to be pretty interesting. Looks pretty cool. I haven't gotten into it, but it looks pretty, the graphics look decent. At least I know it's wrestling when I see the name up. And,
so this should be pretty interesting. If it's episode number 52 of season one, that would almost tell me, if it's a weekly show, that this would be towards the end of their first year. It would either be the last one of their year, or it could possibly be the next to last, depending on how the year ran. But so this should be pretty interesting to see if this is episode 52 of their promotion. What do you think about that?
I looked ahead to make sure I picked a pretty decent episode. I didn't look into the episode. It's like, okay, so we can have more to discuss later. So this is where they're in at least 50-something episodes. And then they go up to season three, so maybe next time we'll do this, you know, a whole year later, a whole, you know, season two, episode 52, a whole, you know, 52 episodes later to see how they change and whatnot. So that's what we're going to start doing. It's hard for us to pick just the first show. That's easy enough to pick the last show, but we're going to give these guys another chance around the board and pick so much shows in the middle. Or at the, you know, towards the beginning, it gives them a chance to really grab something and run with it.
Exactly. Totally agree.
But speaking of all of that cool stuff, yeah, if you follow us on Twitter, which is What's On Fight on Twitter, you can find out what we're going to be watching as well. You can find out some other cool stuff I'm definitely into on the Fight app. I put it up there quite a few times what I'm watching or what I'm not going to watch, depending on what it is on the What's On Fight on Twitter. If you got some more feedback for us, it's easy to contact us because we have a Gmail account, which is whatsonfight@gmail.com. So get some requests in, you know, whatever What's On Fight that you find, you can tell us and we'll break it down for you.
Yeah, we definitely would like to get some suggestions on what to watch, because there's only the two of us and we're just right now we're just basically alternating picking one. I pick one and then Finn picks an episode back and forth here. So if anybody, like I said, wants to pick something for us that we should probably watch, that would be great. We would definitely welcome it.
And with all that fighting going on in here, I believe that is it for me. How about you, Mr. Forfro?
I don't have anything else. We are going to definitely try to do, like I said, we're definitely try to do a Thanksgiving episode for your guys' holiday travels. If you guys know, for example, of something on the Fight TV app that's Thanksgiving related or something to that effect, autumn, fall, whatever, let us know, because it doesn't seem like there's something. I haven't found anything specific about it, but if we can't, we'll maybe still do something special for you guys out there. So that's about it.
Okay, I guess I'm going to get the fight out of here.
Yeah, until next time, like you said, contact us on Twitter, contact us on Gmail. You can contact the show that way. You can also contact us individually. I am Mr. Fourth Row on Twitter, all spelled out. Number four, TH in the middle. Same thing on Gmail. Finn, how can they contact you personally if they want to?
It's Finn Fish, only one N in Finn, SCU on Twitter. And the same thing with the Gmail account. And don't forget, we put most of this information in our synopsis. So just go down and click it and you'll be sent straight to our shows, just in case you miss any of our past shows and anything like that.
Exactly. Yep. And we definitely are proud to be part of the Trending Topics Network. Like I said, mentioned before, you can listen to other shows on the Trending Topics Network, such as the previously mentioned Spanish Announce Table. There's a couple other wrestling shows, the WrestleCast, the European Uppercut podcast. Hey, there's a show called Loot Chat. Yep. Heard of it before?
Yeah.
What do you think of that show? What do you think of that Loot Chat show?
Very good show. Like the guy that interviews the stars of Lucha Underground. So not only a show that talks about Lucha Underground, they also interview the stars of Lucha Underground. What a great concept.
Yes, definitely.
But like I'm saying, I think I'm done fighting with this episode.
Yeah, I think so too. You definitely were fighting through this episode. Me not so much, but everybody, thank you for listening. Until then, let's fight on with the Fight TV app, and we'll talk to you guys all later. It's nice and only know how.